In London, a gathering of Iraqi opposition groups is scheduled to conclude deliberations today on a blueprint for a government in Baghdad to replace the regime of Saddam Hussein. Yesterday, the 300 delegates from some 50 disparate groups agreed to establish a policymaking committee that's likely to form the basis of an interim administration in a post-Saddam Iraq. The conference was organized with the help of the Bush administration, which sent a senior envoy to London. NPR's Guy Raz is in London. Tell us what concrete decisions are likely to come out of this meeting. What's going to determine whether it's successful?
Well, Susan, I think that the delegates here, by and large, already consider it a success pretty much because so many people already turned up to this meeting. I mean, in terms of concrete decisions, what we're likely to see are two things coming out of it. The first one is going to be a document that basically outlines what a post-Saddam Iraq will look like, at least in the short term. And I think the most important declaration that we can expect out of that document is sort of a desire to see Iraqis running Iraq. Now, in some ways, that's a veiled signal to the U.S. government, which has been floating an idea of setting up a military administration in Iraq run by U.S. military officials if Saddam is ousted. The other decision will be how to create an opposition committee group made up of about 40 people, and that group will basically represent the factions. And I think the idea with that group is eventually they could serve as a kind of interim administration if Saddam Hussein is ousted.
Are they essentially creating a government in exile?
Well, if it is, none of the delegates here will admit that, at least. The Bush administration has been very, very firm in its position against it. They don't want them to jump the gun. And they don't want them to assume that they'll simply fill a vacuum if Saddam is ousted. Now, I don't think it's a government in waiting, but what it is more of a sort of symbolic determination to leave the country. I mean, nearly every delegate at the conference will tell you that the future government of Iraq is sitting in the London Hilton right now.
And what kind of influence has the U.S. had on these deliberations?
Well, it's become quite clear that the administration is making a real push for these groups to unite, like the Kurdish groups and the more military-oriented factions, to come together and form a consensus.
Very quickly, Guy, is it fair to say that the Iraqi opposition is united now under one voice?
Well, I don't think that we can say they're totally and completely united. There are outstanding differences over autonomy, over which groups will control oil fields, whether it will be a completely federalized system. But they are united in a simple determination to oust the regime. So on that score, yes, they are going to come out of this with a unified declaration.
Thank you very much. NPR's Guy Raz in London.